This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to Hour 2, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are, what it is that we have done. Also, check us out on beforeitsnews.com if you want to call in at any time. Please do. I would love for live interaction more so than somebody taking shots at me, because if we hold the scripture, I'm going to win. Because the only argument against scripture is an unholy lifestyle or an uneducated one, okay? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. So let's get over to what I was putting forth concerning the salt dabbled on your tongue. And let's go ahead and fulfill that course concerning this little exposition here, okay? What we're seeing today is a lot of support for Israel and what they call the Jews. Okay, listen. I'm all about supporting the Israel of God. Israel are his children. Listen to me again. I am all about supporting good people all over the earth. Absolutely. Justifying the righteous, condemning the wicked. But see, nobody wants to condemn the wicked if the wicked are, in fact, what they define out to be. But we want to hold to the truth, right? And we want to follow our exemplar. And who is that? His name is Jesus Christ. I want you to listen to this because people are very angry about what you're going to hear. Now, why is that? I'm not going to sit there and try to play the advocate neither here nor there or the one that condemns. I just want you to go ahead and hear this for yourself. And then you tell me why you think people are angry about why Donald Trump, the father of the vaccine, the one that does the opposite of what he says he's going to do, right? You tell me why they're angry about this. Now, what's sad about this, I want to say, is the fact that there's still multitudes of people that are going to support this guy. Well, all of those January 6ers are all sitting in jail, but yet he was the one that lured them in. And if people can't put two and two together, I guess then they deserve what they get. And here's the other thing. I mean, they're under the illusion somehow. They're deceived enough to believe that Donald Trump is under attack. Can I ask you by who? Who's attacking him? Don't tell me the media is attacking him, because the media is giving him all the attention he needs to get back into the people's White House while they're suppressing and censoring 1,000 other presidential candidates. So don't sit there and tell me he's under attack. He's setting record numbers of fundraisers because people can't figure it out. They're too deceived, too blind, Jeremiah 5:21, to come to the truth of the matter. And they're in trouble, and they're going around the mountain again. So if they think that they're actually being liberated too, they're not. They're going to be enslaved all the more. Okay? As a matter of fact, there was a witch, a very popular witch, and she's supposed to be a, what do you call her? A spiritualist. Her name is Marina. I'm going to break it up into syllables. Abramovic. She called Donald Trump a magician. I don't know how. I don't know how he's a magician. I mean, people need to know why they're supporting Donald Trump, because if the media shut him off, there would be no Donald Trump. They keep putting him up like he's some bad guy, but the fact of the matter is he's not a bad guy at all. I just got a ding. I hope I just didn't say something to contradict what I was trying to say. They're trying to put him up to be a bad guy that everybody wants to attack, but the fact of the matter is they're driving him right back into the White House. And it's interesting how he keeps getting passes from all these alleged judges, isn't it? The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. The best way to control the opposition and to lead the opposition is to control it ourselves, say it the communists. It's exactly what they're doing. And people are waking up to him day by day more and more. I'm going to play this video. I want you to hear it. People are angry about this. I don't know why. You go ahead and tell me.
The Semitic attack is an assault on all of us. It's an assault on humanity.
Gosh, he's pathetic.
It will require all of us working together to extract the hateful poison of anti-Semitism.
Yeah, he's reading. If you look at his teleprompter right to the right of the screen, you can see him clearly reading everything he's saying. Just like every other dummy down, desensitized, ignorant politician. Okay?
This was an anti-Semitic attack at its worst.
Okay, now, in the meantime, in America, you have grandpa and grandma that are being charged by the DOJ, Christians that were standing up in the defense of babies in the womb. The Department of Injustice in America is attempting to prosecute them. Christians are under attack in America. They have been for a long time in this country. And yet he wants to make sure that we stop this anti-Semitism. Folks, it's across the board. Why this special group? Okay? Just go ahead. See this through. If you want to call in, make comments, questions, whatever the case might be, 1-866-582-9933. Who's leading the charge?
The scourge of anti-Semitism cannot be ignored, cannot be tolerated, and it cannot be allowed to continue. We can't allow it to continue.
Okay. Our borders are wide open. The federal and the state governments are alluring illegals into America in droves, giving them our money, giving them our food, giving them our housing, giving them free phones, putting them on a welfare, which is completely unconstitutional. They don't work, they don't eat. Second Thessalonians 3:10. You have illegals being allured into America, military-aged men, we're told in the millions, and he wants to protect Israel. He wants to protect that special group of people. This is also the same guy, by the way, that wants to go ahead and decriminalize sodomy because they're the victims as well. This is also the same guy right here that gives over $650 million to Planned Parenthood, setting record numbers in support of Planned Parenthood, even over that of Barack Obama. This is the same guy that means to disarm the American people. He passed over 55 unconstitutional legislative acts concerning the Second Amendment. Okay? And he's talking about how we can't have a group of people under attack. Wait a second. What are they doing? They're not under attack, just like he's not under attack. This is called fortifying the people. Folks, they don't have the shield. They have the spear. They're perpetrating the crime. Now, I want to add to this because I'm hoping someone calls me in and test my points here that I'm making right now. Isn't it interesting that we had just this last week, your said representatives, I want to make clear that you understand it because I know that you didn't give them delegated authority to do the things that they're doing to you. But I'm going to come right back to this, and I want you to listen carefully because just over the last couple days, friends, we have had 320-91 to pass a bill to criminalize criticism of the state of Israel. Well, I didn't know that they were the governors and the president of Israel, but they're defending them and creating laws in America to stop its criticism against them.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. but you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Okay, so I want to go ahead and finish this off. It's interesting that Donald Trump, here, as a matter of fact, I'm going to give you the quote and then I'm going to let you listen to him. Trump lays out a new vision of Jewish supremacy. For those that did not know, he was the first sitting president ever to go over to the Wailing Wall. Okay? Ron DeSantis was over there recently signing on legislation concerning hate crimes. Okay? They're looking for special categories. Folks, they're not looking to defend anybody. They're looking to attack somebody. Just ask your Christians, brothers and sisters in America today. Ask the J6ers that are behind bars right now. As Donald Trump leads up the charge to make sure that we go ahead and suppress more free speech. What's interesting about what's going on in your country right now, everybody should be concerned about it. Because, folks, this isn't brand new. As a matter of fact, it was Roosevelt that told us back in the 30s that everything that happens in politics is all first planned. I'm not talking about emergencies. I'm not talking about all the crises. I'm not talking about every single one of them, but a good portion of them are created. Then they come in and play the problem solver. They're the ones that said, never let a good crisis go to waste. So if it's them or not, they still don't want that crisis to go to waste. They want to garner more control over the people. These are people that can't even control their own lives, friends. And they want to control yours. But I was just highlighting, friends, a moment ago that the United States House of Representatives, they're not representing Americans for the most part, but they're trying to, through the media, deceive everybody into believing that everybody's in support of creating more censorship concerning free speech. The only one that's saying this is Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, Kristi Noem, and Greg Abbott, and others within the House. 320-91 to pass a bill to criminalize the criticism of the state of Israel by classifying it as hate speech. Voltaire was right. He was a godless man. Though he wished he had time to repent, he didn't have that time. He did say something rather significant. He said, "To discover who rules over you, just look for those who you are not allowed to criticize." Well, people are correlating this and equating this to Zionism and to the Talmud. Pharisees that have created man's laws in spite of God's laws, and Jesus addressed that in Mark 7. Instead of taking heed to the word of God, they made it void by creating man's commandments. Okay, people are also talking about Noahite laws. And again, people are seeing this for what it is. And what's happening, friends, is they're getting desperate because it's not like they're not already illegally censoring us anyways through Facebook, through Google, through Twitter. They want to control the narrative at all cost. The American people and people on a worldwide basis have already given the CIA Mockingbird Media 94% of that control. Or at least that's what they'd have us believe. Did you give delegated authority to your representatives to go ahead and criminalize criticism of the state of Israel? Hey, folks, again, I have rights here. And if someone over in Israel does the wrong thing, I will be the one, if it comes to my front door, to stand up against that wrong as a Christian. That's what we're called to do, Ephesians 5:11. If it happens over in Somalia, if it happens over in France or in Germany, and it has anything to do with us over here, I will confront it. That's what we're called to do. Why are they looking for special laws concerning those that are speaking out against Jewish people? Hey, folks, everything about this thing stinks to high heaven. Listen to the verbiage of Donald Trump. He said, Trump lays out a new vision of Jewish supremacy. That's the headline. Donald Trump said, those seeking Jews' destruction, okay, we will seek their destruction. For crimes like anti-Semitism, we have to bring back the death penalty, said Donald Trump. They have to pay the ultimate price. Boy, these are pretty big words for the leader of the coup concerning January 6th, isn't it? Doesn't anybody think that's kind of odd? Remember I just told you he doesn't have the shield, he has the spear? Isn't it interesting? The mainstream media called him the leader of the coup, but the mainstream media is leading him right back into the people's White House. People, you have eyes, do you see this? People, you have ears, do you hear this? What you're hearing from Donald Trump is that of a dictator. This is not good. This should put a chill up your spine. I don't think people understand. And I'm going to give you a little understanding here. People don't understand that the history of tyrants, and I've used this on so many different occasions, because people think that dictators were hated, a majority of them. No, they weren't hated. They were loved by the people. Let me give you a quote by a wise person that was paying attention to what was going on. Okay? And here it comes. I'm just scrolling down right now. He said this, and his name just happens to be, as we're scrolling down, Eugene Debs. Listen carefully to what he said. Learn history right here and right now. That's all you have to do is equate this to smiling politicians, friends. Let me call them for what they are. The smiling Judases who betray you with the kiss, Luke 22:48. Listen carefully to what Eugene Debs said. He said, in every age it has been the tyrant, the oppressor, and the exploiter who has wrapped himself in the cloak of patriotism or religion or both to deceive and overawe the people. Does that line itself up with Scripture? Yes, it does, absolutely to a T. Satan transforms himself as an angel of light. We're to judge him by what they do. Let's go back over to Donald Trump, because I don't think people understand. If you do a little homework, this is Gizmodo.com. I'm showing you the picture right now on social media platforms. Adolf Hitler, out of prison, took advantage of his groans. He told the people that he would make Germany great again. They did not hate Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler was loved by 80 million people. This just came up the other day. American university students are becoming the new Hitler youth. There is a strong correlation. There is a strong deception that is taking place. And it's coming through the likes of those that you like the most. Those that you think, outside of Jesus Christ, are worthy to take his place and his seat. And you worship him as such. Put that up against Acts 12, 12:22. The fact of the matter is, we are here today. I want you to listen to the rest of this, and we will play it. Listen to what Donald Trump has to say.
It must be confronted and condemned.
He's reading.
It rears its very ugly head.
He's so bad.
We must stand with our Jewish brothers and sisters to defeat anti-Semitism.
I'll stand with any of my brothers and sisters, regardless of their nationality, regardless of their color, if they're the victims of those that are violating the law. Because we are our brother's keeper. When you see them categorize these things, that's what you should take heed to. Because this is a fortifying themselves for a purpose. This is history being repeated right in front of your face.
The forces of hate, that's what it is.
Yep, forces of hate. Let me ask you something, folks. When you stand against those that mean to conquer your country, and I'm talking about Muslims that mean to conquer America, they call it hate through the media, right? Right? I'm not talking about Muslims that are here because they're afforded asylum. They are. To those that assimilate with our way. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the radicals that mean to conquer us. They say that when you stand against their crimes, it's hate. Is that right? Isn't that what Donald Trump's doing right now? Yeah. The Sodomites, by the way, which it's an abomination in every country because God said it was. Leviticus 18:22. Isn't it interesting that Donald Trump is the one that said we have to stop this hate and decriminalize sodomy on a global basis? That's what he said. What are they all looking for? They're all looking for a special place to be protected in their crimes against the people that they're attacking. Okay? Am I saying that with the Jewish people? No, with the Jewish people that are of the Lord. And again, we're weighing this out in the face of good and evil. We're making distinction between that which is holy and that which is defiled. Okay? Boy, these breaks are just killing me. Really, they're killing me. We're going to take a quick break again. Sons of LibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back after this break. Sorry about that.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Suburban Houston areas are facing mandatory evacuations due to rising floodwaters from the San Jacinto River. With over 9 inches of rain already fallen, the river is running 20 feet above its normal level. Texas Democrat Henry Cuellar is expected to face indictment by the Justice Department. Cuellar's home and campaign office in Laredo, Texas, were raided in 2022 as part of an investigation into Azerbaijan and a group of American businessmen linked to the country. However, it's uncertain if the indictment is related to that investigation. During Donald Trump's hush money trial, his former press secretary revealed that the 2016 campaign team entered crisis mode following the release of the infamous Access Hollywood tape in which Trump boasts about grabbing women's genitals. Friday on the witness stand, Hope Hicks stated that Trump initially told her, "That doesn't sound like something I would say." John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Boy, folks, we're just talking about this issue with what Trump is talking about, and people are not happy about this. And I want you to hear the rest of this because I think people are starting to see through it, that it has nothing to do with anti-Semitism. And who's driving all of this, friends? More than the media right now? Nobody is. The media created the problem. Then what do? They put their man in place to play the problem solver to drive it another to take it leaps and bounds forward concerning what they mean to do. They're creating laws here in America to shut you up. It's a violation of your First Amendment. How dare you ever speak out against anybody that you disagree with? They want to be put in a special category, friends, where in fact they want to criminalize anybody that speaks out against the state of Israel. Huh. And I'm here to tell you, just making distinction, but I'm here to tell you, friends, I'll support the righteous, but I'll condemn the wicked. And I'll call out the wicked for who they are. I don't care what group they're a part of. If they advocate for what God condemns, I'm on his side. I'm not stupid enough to be on the other side, by the grace of God. Let's listen to the rest of this.
Through the centuries, Jews have endured
terrible persecution.
And you know that. We've all read it. We've studied it. They've gone through a lot. And those seeking their destruction, we will seek their destruction.
Yeah. Do you remember after September 11th when George Bush said, "You're either with us or you're with the terrorists"? You guys all remember that? So I want to make clear that if this is quickening you or you're recollecting something, you can't put words to it. Let me help you sometimes here, friends. That's what I'm here for.
Oh! And when you have crime...
Look at the useful idiot behind him where he's holding up a sign, promises made, promises kept. Well, if that was the case, there would be no Joe Biden in the People's White House right now. There would be no Hillary Clinton. There would be no Barack Obama. There would be no Bushes because he was going to drain the swamp. Remember that? Yeah, didn't do that, did he? Nope, he sure didn't. But his brainwashed, blind followers, what do they say? Promises made, man. Donald Trump is the one to keep them.
Times like this, whether it's this one or another one on another group, we have to bring back the death penalty.
The death penalty. For the death penalty, for what they deem, according to man's law, deserves the death penalty. Isn't this insane? Anybody paying attention? This is the guy that, by the way, the father of the vaccine, this is the guy that said Klaus Schwab was doing a fantastic job at the World Economic Forum. Has anybody put this together yet? Yeah, and he's for the people. Oh, okay.
They have to pay the ultimate price.
They have to pay the ultimate price.
They have to pay the ultimate price. They can't do this. They can't do this to our country. We must draw.
They can't do this to our country. You're wanting to create hate crime legislation in America concerning those that might criticize what's happening over there in Israel. You are paying attention to this, right, friends? Who do they work for? How does this jive? In the face of common sense.
A line in the sand and say very strongly, never again.
Draw the line in the sand. Well, he failed to do that when he said he was going to put up a wall to keep out the illegals, right? Only to find out through Tom Fitton's organization called Judicial Watch, where Donald Trump actually funded the Muslims three times more in America than that of Barack Obama. You got a problem with that? Go online, check out Tom Fitton's organization, Judicial Watch. He was the only one that had the internal test or the internal fortitude, or the intestinal fortitude, to actually stand up and tell the American people the truth of the matter. Okay? So he wants to protect a certain group of people while over here in America, we're wide open to everybody's attack. And they were the ones that made sure that we were wide open to everybody's attack. Why are we in trouble? Because of people like him. And the people that follow him. I can't blame him alone. I gotta blame the people that are following him and supporting him. That therein lies the problem. Also wanted to let you know, friends, if you haven't seen this guy, every politician that it was running for office at one time or another has condemned George Soros, who's an international criminal. If you have not seen this, I want to show it to you. George Soros is paying activists to head up campus protests here in America. Okay, so why are we having these issues in America? If our borders were secure and everybody was here assimilating, do you think we would be having these protests on campus in America today? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Who's creating all of this division more than corrupt politicians working hand in glove with mainstream media that are working on the behest on both parts, friends, for foreign entities trying to create a global order? Nobody. Nobody is. Matter of fact, this is the same George Soros that, oh, here, I'll let it go ahead and play. You got to see.
My understanding is that you went out with this protector of yours who swore that you were his adopted godson.
Yes, yes.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right. Yes.
I mean, that sounds...
So this is George Soros being interviewed by 60 Minutes, and he was being asked the question, were you a partaker of spoiling those that were genocided back in the 40s concerning the Jews, the Gypsies, and the dissidents? And he said yes. He was spoiling. He was stealing their booty. He was stealing their property. This is George Soros. He has several hundred organizations in America alone, yet the politicians call him corrupt. And then what happens is we pull the curtain back only to find out that he's got these politicians in his pocket. Okay? I'm making the correlation so you understand how
like
this game is being played.
That would send lots of people to the psychiatric couch for many, many years. Was it difficult? Not at all. Not at all.
He's asking, was it difficult to do that? George Soros says, not at all.
Maybe as a child, you don't see the connection, but it created no problem at all.
No feeling of guilt.
No.
No feeling of guilt. It doesn't get any better than that, man. But no matter how many times, even when they come out and tell you that they're guilty of it, the people then, when they're telling the truth about themselves, the people then don't believe the truth that they're telling. Is there any winning? I don't know. I really don't know. So let's get over to this, okay? Because I want to make distinction. My objective here is to give you distinction. In making distinction, Jesus said, Revelation 3:9, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say that they are Jews, but they are not Jews. Why are people blindly following behind the mainstream media that they say they don't believe in? Why are they blindly following behind what's going on here in support of them? When the Lord said they can call themselves Jews, but they're not in many cases. I want to say this. If there's one thing that gets me indignant, it is this. And it just said a different way. It's when I see them that claim to be Christians that do not the things that Christ commands them to do. Namely, to study and show themselves approved in rightly dividing the truth of the Word of God in 2 Timothy 2:15. And if you want to get to the nitty-gritty of it really quick, because I want to point out that we need to make distinction regardless of who we support and who we condemn, read Matthew 25, 31 through 46. What is that? That's where Jesus separates the sheep from their goats. So, and that applies to all kindreds of the earth. There's no categorizing, there's no special category of people that need to be defended more than another people or group of people. America, you're a wide open prey right now. Your politicians are doing their best to defend even the illegals that they're drawing into this country above the people they're supposed to serve. So again, in saying that, we're supposed to make distinction, are we not? Yes, we are commanded by the Lord to make distinction. And if you don't want to make distinction, then you're going to get exactly what you deserve, and it's exactly what's happening on so many different fronts in this country today. Now what I want to do is I want you to see this video.
United Torah Judaism to Knesset members Moshe Gafni and Yaakov Asher introduced legislation last week making it illegal to share in conversation or produce content online, in print, or by mail. Their explanation of the bill emphasizes a warning to stop Christians in particular. The punishment? 1 year in prison or 2 years for sharing with someone under the age of 18.
Jesus. Did you hear that? That's what the media is driving you to support. They're trying to criminalize those that call on the name of Jesus or shall share content and sharing Jesus with somebody under 18 years old. Well, let me go back to the point that I was making earlier, because here we go again. The professors claim that they don't believe the mainstream media, and yet there they go following their propaganda narrative once again, Micah 6:16. Now, I'm talking about the support of modern-day Israel. Again, keep in mind, Jacob was called the usurper, and then he was surnamed Israel. Israel is the people. I support the Israel of God all the way. Christians are the Israel of God. Okay? I want to make clear that you all understood this and you understand this. Okay? We are to, again, make distinction. And I got a heartbreak coming up on me right now. And when I come back, I want to make distinction according to the Word of God when it comes to those that we're supposed to support concerning that special category that government's looking for right now to drive, which at the end of the day will be used against their political opposition. Don't doubt a word I'm telling you. And I want you to listen to the words of Jesus Christ himself concerning those that call themselves Jews and those that are not Jews and those that are Jews. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Highlighting the fact, again, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just playing a piece on social media platforms right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page on both fronts. If you'd like to call in, please do. Last segment, 1-866-582-9933. This is a piece coming out of Israel right now. Proposed legislation would outlaw talk about Jesus in Israel, and yet your politicians are doing everything in their power to drive support to them. Is this who you are led to believe to support? I mean, folks, if you look at what the politicians are producing as far as the fruit that they're producing, it's Antichrist. It's a spirit of Antichrist. So it's the same thing. It's the same spirit that crucified Jesus. And yet Donald Trump's got the Christians supporting him and supporting Israel in legislation to go ahead and shut up anybody that would dare speak out against or speak in a form of anti-Semitism, which I don't promote in any sense of the word. Keep it in context as to what I'm saying here. But the fact of the matter is, folks, they want to criminalize anybody that would dare speak out against Israel. Why? And again, the question that I propose to you is, who are they working for? How come they're not magnifying the laws in America to defend the American people? How come they're the ones trying to pull down the laws and attack the American people, namely the Christians, the patriots, and or the conservatives? You don't believe me? Just go ahead and look at the 72 definitions of the Department of Homeland Security, which is an unconstitutional agency, which was created after September 11th. Okay, I want to play this one more time for you. I just want to make clear that you understand what I'm talking about here.
Knesset members Moshe Gafni and Yaakov Asher introduced legislation last week making it illegal to share in conversation or produce content online, in print, or by mail. Their explanation of the bill emphasizes a warning to stop Christians in particular. The punishment? 1 year in prison or 2 years for sharing with someone under the age of 18.
Okay, so again, I'm just making clear, is this what you're led to believe that you're being, or you're supporting Donald Trump for? No. A lot of people are very mad about that piece that I just played for you concerning Donald Trump over the last, last segment and the segment before that. Why? Because they're seeing Zionism come out of this. They're seeing what it's really about. They're seeing that these people are moved by Noahide laws, that they're being moved by the Talmud, man's doctrines. Much of what's happening in Israel, even back in the 90s, friends, was still against the law here in America. So does God justify Israel because they're his kids when they live in an abominable fashion? Absolutely not. Well, then why are you? And I'm not talking about all of them. Here, let me show you this in Scripture, and I want you to listen carefully. I gave you Revelation 3:9. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, and they are not. That's what Jesus said. Just because they call themselves Jews doesn't mean that they are. Okay? Then he goes on in 28 of Romans chapter 2. For he is not a Jew which is one outwardly, neither is he of the circumcision which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit and not in the letter, whose praise is not of man but of God. Okay? Now, this is what I want you to hear. And I want to take this slow so you can make distinction. That's what I'm doing here. That's all I'm saying, once again, is make distinction. Scripture tells us to make distinction, okay? This is Jesus, okay? He said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Then it tells us, then they answered him, talking about the Pharisees, they said to him, to Jesus, we be Abraham's seed, and we're never in bondage to any man. Well, the fact of the matter is they were in bondage to the Romans. Okay? Then they go on, the Pharisees did. How sayest you to Jesus, you shall be made free? Jesus answered them and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin, and the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abides forever. He was their Redeemer. He was the lamb slain from the foundation of the world that they refused during that particular time. I speak that which I seen of my father, Jesus said, and you do that which you have seen with your father. What is Jesus saying? What is he doing? He's making distinction. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father, the Pharisees did. Jesus said unto them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me. A man that hath told you the truth, which I've heard of God, this did not Abraham. What's happening over in Israel right now? They're trying to pass legislation to criminalize anybody that talks about Jesus. You go to prison for 1 to 2 years. I'm not saying it's all of them. But I'm telling you, your politicians are telling you to support them so much so that we're going to pass laws, not over in Israel, but over here in America, that if you talk out against Israel, the state of Israel, that's hate speech. Hey, folks, where does it stop? Well, according to the law, it stopped a long time ago. And instead of the people looking at their politicians saying, back off, there's already laws for that, okay? You know, it's also interesting to note there's laws against that in what they're promoting right now. The fact of the matter is, if I had an attorney, I'd be a millionaire how many times over because of the lies that the mainstream media and politicians have slung at me. Where what they advocate for, they're doing just the exact opposite right now. They're guilty of the very things that they're trying to accuse others of. Right? Revelation 12:10. Jesus said in verse 41, John 8, you do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. Jesus said what unto them, making distinction? If God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech, Jesus said, even because you cannot hear my words? You are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father will you do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. So there was two different sorts of Jews, wasn't there? Yeah, there was. There were those that believed, and there was those that didn't believe. They took their unbelief to a new level because they were the ones that were crying out, saying, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but King Caesar. Same thing happening today. Same spirit. You just got done hearing Donald Trump saying, anybody that speaks out against them, anti-Semitists, they deserve the death penalty. Anybody get a chill up their spine when he said that? You should. He said that he that is of God heareth God's word. You therefore hear them not, because you are not of God. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, say not we well that you are a Samaritan and you have a devil? See what they resorted to? They upped the ante and they started going after Jesus for telling them the truth. And yet professed Christians in America are blindly following behind those that want to criminalize Christians over there in Israel. Even going so far, and I'm talking about Kristi Noem, Ron DeSantis, Greg Abbott, and a whole slew of them that just came up online today, where they're trying to create laws in America that those laws are applied against you. Why the special category? Because that's who they're working for. You got to know that's who they're working for, friends. What are they doing flying over to Israel, signing on to hate legislation for? What is DeSantis flying over there for? What is Trump flying over there for? What is Abbott flying over there for? Why do they treat Netanyahu, by the way, who was impeached by his own people during the pandemic because he was trying to force the vaccines? Well, interestingly enough, Donald Trump calls himself the father of the vaccine. Did you know that the people in Israel impeached Netanyahu? Did you also know that he was trying to force them? The same thing they were doing across the United States by trying to offer them keys to the city. If you get the vaccination, then you can go ahead and have your freedom, as if to suggest that it's theirs to give. It's not. 75% of the Jewish people, I'm talking about God's children, refused the jab because he was trying to force the jab on his own people. They called it a genocide. Bet you didn't know that, did you? Nope. Making distinction, friends. Giving you information that the mainstream media withholds from you. Folks, so listen to verse 52 of 8, and I'm going to be done here. Then said the Jews unto him, now we know that you have a devil. Abraham is dead and the prophets, and thou sayest, if a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead and the prophets are dead? Who make you? Who do you make out to be? See, folks, you got to understand, the Pharisees of the day, they didn't want to lose their place or their nation. Why did they crucify Jesus Christ? They didn't want to lose their place or their nation. Read Luke 14. Jesus gives you the parable, how they sought to kill him. The Lord sends them, and then they kill him. And then look at Luke 19 as well. And you tell me, if the Lord didn't teach his disciples to make distinction, well, in America, you can already rest assured that those that are blindly following behind Donald Trump, that call themselves Christians, they haven't ever taken the time to read the Word of God for themselves, because if they did, they, first of all, wouldn't be following Trump, and they would know that they're supposed to support, not in a special category, but those that do wrong, and to condemn those that do right. I'm sorry, condemn those that do wrong, and to justify those that do right. Forgive me. Deuteronomy 25, verse 4, 1. Not 25, verse 1. Love you by what we do, and we will talk to you on Monday, and we'll see you then. See ya.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.